setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you're not Mike, which emotional roller coaster. Get ready. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting sick when you've won a free Norwegian cruise, you're doing okay. That's not even the worst of it.
Okay, so wait. When you say you got sick, but you want a cruise, so you take the cruise, and then you get sick on the cruise?
Yes, so Mike and his girlfriend Tamara of Minnesota, they want a free cruise. And wound up owing $47,000 to
Whoa.
Norwegian Cruise.
Why and how and why?
I mean, I really don't know how I'm going to ever pay him off. I'm going to have to, but I don't know how. To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage. You'll be just fine.
Well, the traveler's insurance doesn't want to pay it until we run it by our health insurance. The health insurance doesn't want to pay it because it's abroad.
Yeah, so listen to this wildness.
Wow.
Mike came down with the flu during the trip. All right, so then he had to visit the ship's medical center for treatment. He recovered after 3 days.
3 days
yeah.
is $47,000 on a cruise ship?
I guess so. The cruise line charged two credit cards they had on file.
Oh, gosh.
Matching each of them out.
Without even, like, telling them? Just, like, automatically running them through.
So they even bought travel insurance.
Oh, my gosh. That covered, and who does that?
That was supposed to cover medical expenses up to 20 grand. But as you heard, they're having a hard time getting someone to pay for it.
Wowie, wow, wow.
Yeah, so,
wow.
So 47,000. Right now, he still owes 21 grand.
So, and I'm assuming the attention this is getting, maybe Norwegian is going to be like, oh, it's fine. Sorry. Right?
I mean, maybe. We hope. I don't know.
Well, at this point, they're saying it's reasonable.
For Mike and
Tamara's
sake.
At this point, they're saying $47,000 for 3 days in sick pay is reasonable. So it's not looking like they're going to be changing their tune unless people start making enough of a deal about this.
Are they pumping them full of like gold saline solution? Like what is happening?
I mean, I'm just going to add this to my file of reasons why I'm never going on a cruise. Never. I've got a very large file already of reasons for not doing that.
It's funny, you know, we've talked about that before about, you know, cruises, and then like one of my fears is being in the open ocean and
something happening,
right?
Yes,
because
no.
You have no idea what's underneath you.
Right.
But then literally I was talking with my wife over the past couple weeks, and the idea of some sort of Norwegian cruise or something like that came up, and we're like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And so, then this story rolls in to steal your thunder.
Yeah, maybe this is changing the tune.
Nope.
Who knows? But again, like, this is ouch. And so hopefully, I mean, we're hoping this will get worked out and poor Mike and Tamara are not going to be out, like, all that money. But again,
but, I mean, already they are in the hole for a ton.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to pay off the maxed out credit cards.
So, again.
It's not like if Norwegian changes their tune, they'll be like, okay, well, you know, refund you on your credit card. No.
Well,
they're
hopefully
not going to do
that. The insurance that they purchased will help with that expense.
Well.
That, yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting sick, costing you $47,000 once you've won a free cruise.
It was a free cruise.
A free cruise.
You should be paying for nothing.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
then you're
crazy.
Doing okay. Yep.
That is getting kicked while you're down.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story. And with that, would love to hear your wildest unexpected bills. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of your stories on the way next on 99.7 DJX.